This poem is called "This Bottle Belonged to Carlotta," and I will explain a couple of things in it. Gumps is a well-known antique art object store in San Francisco, mostly Oriental. Carlotta is the wife of the Emperor of Mexico, who she went mad after her husband was slain by the Mexicans. Grasshopper Hill is the English translation for Chapultepec. And Clarence, to whom I ostensibly wrote the poem, runs a little store that I call the Gumps of Bernalillo. He vacillates between moments of great machismo and utter femininity. And I love him. Clarence, who owns the Gumps of Bernalillo, gave me a green white onyx bottle, which he said that shattered empress carried in her flight from Mexico to France. The perfume in that bottle bled all over the frivolous satins and the betrayed crystal heart. Clarence flew into a rage when I said I didn't quite believe his tale about the ownership of that fine bottle. "I'm in the antique business," he announced. "I don't live by selling stories, a legend with each purchase. I admit quite frankly that I stretch the truth sometimes. So do you." He flounced a peacock fan, and I sat obediently to hear how Carlotta flourished it at some fantastic supper or such ball when Maximilian was emperor and she his bride. She touched an earlobe with this stopper, dreaming, practicing a gesture that we caught when the mad summer's mirror illuminated the cameo profile across the insane century since she turned into rain. Carlotta flutters up the grasshopper hill, a moth with gauzy fans, hovers by the carriage shed where that pomp and splendored husband met the firing squad. She drowns in ceremonial scent. Clarence, you're correct. The bottle's spiked with madness, and ritual moments of old perfume fan through our breathless bones. A myth comes with its fragrant truth intact, a stony bottle with its perfume gone.